Today we're going to talk about the proper bracha that one is supposed to make on schnitzel and on Twizzlers. The Gemara in the Seches Brachos and Daf Lamed Vav and Beis at the bottom of the page tells us, Rav Shmuel Damri Travaihu, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Saminim Mevarchen Lo Borei Minei Mezonos. Anything that has one of the five grains in it receives a bracha of Borei Minei Mezonos. Vit Ranami, Rav Shmuel Damri Travaihu, Kol Shehu Mechamesh Saminim Slight. Variation of the formulation, not as we said originally, kol sheyesh bo, but kol shehu mechamesh asaminin mevarchen lo borei minei mezonos. So the Gemara says, well, what's the difference between the two? What does one line teach us that the other line doesn't? Says the Gemara, tzricha diashmin kol shehu. If it only would have said kol shehu mechamesh asaminin, hava aminim mishum di isei b'inei, I would say that yes, when you have something that's made up solely of the chamesh asminim, where it's still intact, it's still be'en, that's when you would say borei minei mezonos. But de tarovis lo, you might think that if it's mixed into a larger mixture, then it would lose its qualities and it would not get a borei minei mezonos. Kamash v'lan, therefore it tells me that kol sheyesh bo, that if there's any of the five grains in there, it would still get a borei minei mezonos. V'yash min kol sheyesh bo, have a min kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim in avaloris v'dochan lo mishum dali de tarovis. I would say that, yeah, when rice, let's say, is mixed in with something else, it would not get a mezonos. Avul isei be'enei, but if you eat just plain rice, I would think you should make a mezonos and oriz v'dochan on rice. Kamashmulan kol shu, that's why he tells me kol shu, to tell me not to make a borei minei mezonos on rice. So the Gemara tells us two chidushim. Chidush number one, that if you have something from the five grains and it's mixed in with a whole bunch of other ingredients, even though the other ingredients may be the majority, you still say borei minei mezonos. Chidush number two, that you don't say borei minei mezonos on rice. The Gemara ultimately, as you may have suspected, rejects Chiddush number two. It asks a tiyufta on Chiddush number two. We do recite borei minei mezonos on rice. We just simply don't say that if rice is mixed in with a larger mixture and the majority is the other ingredients, that it would still be a mezonos. But when you eat rice plain, it certainly is a mezonos. Chiddush number one, we absolutely accept. When any of the five grains are in a product, even if the majority ingredients are not from the five grains, the halacha is you still recite a borei minei mezonos. So it would seem to be pretty straightforward, meaning what's the issue over here? Anytime you have anything from the five grains, it's automatically going to be a borei minei mezonos. So just check the ingredients on the Twizzlers, check the ingredients on your schnitzel, and you have everything all figured out. This is, of course, Paskin the Halacha, the Mechaber in Simon Reish Ches, Siv Beis, Paskins, that anything, even Ali De Tarovis, if there's any of the Chameshus Minim, you make a Bari Minei Mizonos, no matter how many other ingredients you add in. However, it's not so pashut, because there are certain times where even things that contain the Chameshus Minim Dagan do not receive a bracha of Bari Minei Mizonos. For example, Tosus on the spot over there in Brachos, Tavlam Bavam Beis, Dibra Maskel Mechamesh Saminim, says that if you're adding the flour for satiation, Lusude Liba, then you say Mizonos. But if it's just Lidbuke Bialma, it's just as a combining agent, it's just to give some substance to the food, that it would be, let's say with a Twizzler, if it didn't have any flour, it would just be a goo. It wouldn't be something that had any substance to it, and you're just doing it for that purpose, and that's the only reason the flour is being added. But it's not actually adding any food element to the food. It's not adding any food qualities. Food qualities, typically, one would imagine, are defined as something that either satiates you or something that adds flavor, that you taste, and that makes it taste better. But if it's just there, l'dibuka bi'alma, it's just there to create to be a combining agent, then it would not require borei minei mezonos. There happens to be a discussion in the Achronim, a Chakira, the Pnei Yoshua raises, why is it that the Chameshus Minim magically turn everything into borei minei mezonos, even when it's outnumbered by the other ingredients? Is it because that the five minim are so good at filling us up, at giving us satiation, that even when they're a minority ingredient, we assume that they're providing us with sustenance, and therefore it's going to be a borei minei mezonos? Or maybe no. Maybe it's just that inherently these minim are minim chashuvim. They're inherently chashuv, and even if they're not satiating us in any way, it's by virtue of its chashivus, it's going to receive a borei minei mezonos. It seems that this is in fact a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Meiri in Brachos Tav Lamed Zayin, Dibur Maskel Kol Tavshil, writes that if the primary ingredients are not grain and the flour is just there for flavor, even if it's there for taste, for flavor, it's not a mizonos. The mizonos is only if it's there to actually satiate you, l'su'ude liba, in the words of Tosfos, but not if it's just there for flavor. However, almost every Rishon, or certainly every Rishon that I was able to find, disagrees with that Me'iri. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Parak Gimel Halacha Vav says explicitly, Im irev kidei litein tam b'taroves hareyu ikar. If it's adding any flavor, any taste into the taroves, that makes the bari mine mizonos the ikar, that makes the flour, the grain, the ikar. The Rashba writes this way over there in Brachos, the Ritva over there in Brachos writes this way, the Rivan, the Dapei Arivcha Vav Amenalf writes this way, all in agreement with the Rambam. But maybe that's what they're arguing about, that the Me'iri will understand the reason of Kol Sheyesh Bo is based on Sviya, and anything that's not Soveya is not going to receive a Bari Minei Mizonos, even though it's adding flavor, it's adding taste, but it's not adding Sviya. Whereas all of the other Rishonim would assume that it would require a Bari Minei Mizonos as long as it's serving some important food function. Food function is defined as either Sviya or taste. One or the other is a food function. Now, but if it's not serving a food function, it's just serving a decorative function, let's say, it's only adding color, or it's only adding to the shape, or to how it holds together, that's not considered a food function, and that therefore would not require borei minei mizonos. Shulchan Aruch doesn't really explicitly address if the food is there, if the grain is there to add flavor, how we paskin, but Shulchan Aruch probably never saw the Me'iri. It wasn't, the large majority of Rishonim say the exact opposite of the Me'iri, that certainly when it's there to add flavor, that's considered a food function of being bari minei mizonos. That's clearly how we paskin. Mishnah Brura paskins this way explicitly in Simon Reish Ches, in Sivkat and Zayin. He says, Hatam kivan duhu ba lahatim. If it comes lahatim to give taste, that makes it the ikar. And the Mishnah Brura writes this in a number of other places very explicitly, that if it's going to give any sort of taste, if it's there to give taste, that is enough to warrant a bari minei mizonos. Okay, great. So where does this leave us with regard to Twizzlers and with regard to schnitzel? So when it comes to Twizzlers, Rabbi Forst, in the Halachos of Brachos, for some reason we have like five copies of it in this Beis Medrash. In the Halachos of Brachos, Rabbi Forst writes that based on his research in the Twizzlers, and I assume it doesn't make a difference which company, whether it's the Hershey's company that makes the Twizzlers or the Hershey's company that makes it and then they slap on the Heimische sticker on it, whichever it is, the Twizzlers typically, based on his research, is that the flour is an ingredient, but it's just a binding ingredient. It's not there to add any flavor. It's not there the su'ude liba. It's only there as a binding ingredient, and therefore it would follow that it's a shahakal. In the Sefer Vizos HaBrachi, quotes some who say that it is a mizonos, but it would seem that the Pashtus is, if Rabbi Forst is correct, that it's there, that based on his research, that it's the Dvukei B'Alma, that it's a Dover Pashut, that it would be a Shahakol and not a Mizonos for Twizzlers. What about Schnitzel? So Schnitzel L'chora, if it's breaded with something from Chamesh Saminim, it's not breaded with just cornflakes, it's breaded with something from Chamesh Saminim, with breadcrumbs, L'chora it should be a mizonos, because it would seem that it adds tam, that the breading adds flavor. In fact, when you go into the grocery store and you look for breading for chicken cutlets or for fish or anything, you will see dozens of varieties of breading based on slight variations of flavors. We had a whole to do recently with the vad that someone sent me a picture of breading that they bought, and it said on the package it was pretzel crumbs breading, and it said on the package OKD. and there was a big picture of on the front of the package of chicken with this breading on it. So that's a problem. Obviously, if it's dairy, it's a problem. But it comes in all sorts of different flavors. It seems clearly that the breading is that there to add flavor, and therefore l'chora should be a davar pashut that it's a borei mine mizonos. So why do some people say not that way? So there are a number of suggestions that are made as to why to maybe say a shahakal. Some suggest that maybe you should be choshesh for the shitas ha-mi'iri. Very difficult to understand. Why would we be that's not how halacha works. So you have a das yachin and rishonim, and everybody goes against that rishon. You don't say we're going to say the wrong bracha on purpose to be choshesh for a das yachin and rishonim that's clearly rejected la halacha. So that's hard to imagine. Others say maybe no. There's a Ritva in Hilchos Brachos who says that if there's not a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you wouldn't say a mezonos. But the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah that that's only true of the bracha achrona, v'alamichya, not for bracha rishona. Anyway, it would seem odd to be choshesh for that as well. There are others that say that no, it's not there for ti'ima at all. And this seems to be those who say that it's shakal seem to assume that this is the real approach, that it's not there for ti'ima at all. It's not there for taste, for flavor at all. The reason they put the breading on it, what was the first time someone made schnitzel? Why did they do it? What did they put the bread on? Because they realized that if they wanted to take a chicken cutlet without anything on it and stick it into a frying pan, it would just burn. It would stick to the frying pan and it would burn. So as a way of getting it not to stick to the frying pan and not to burn, they added a thin layer of breading. In which case, the breading functions more like a Pam spray that you would put on the pan, which is not a food function at all. That's just to keep the food intact. So if that were the case, if that were the function of the breading, then Eino Chinami would not get a mezonos. Rav Vosner in the Tshuva and Shevet Alevi says that it's a davar pashut not to say mezonos, because he thinks that it's so tafel, that something that's only mitzupa, that it only serves as a coating, is clearly a tafel, and even though there's no, the dinim of ikra and tafel are different with chameshas minim, this has to be different. In the Sefer Vizos HaBracha, page 110 of my edition of the Vizos HaBracha, probably in the newer editions, it's a different page, he quotes from Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and Rivos Ephraim Chel Gimel Sim Kuf Chav Beis, in the name of both Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetz, and he also quotes from Rav Yashiv, not by name. Rav Yashiv, throughout the entire Sefer Vizos HaBracha, is called Echad Migdolei Hador. And it says at the beginning of the Sefer that he didn't want to be quoted by name on every page. So whenever I say Echad Migdolei Hador, it means Rav Yashiv. So as long as you read that beginning, then you know that Echad Migdolei Hador is Rav Yashiv. But he doesn't quote him by name. And I'm not sure what the shtick is. I don't know why. Okay, but he quotes from Rav Yaakov, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashiv, that if the breading is so thin that it's clearly only there to make the frying easier, then it would be shahakal. In fact, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion Parak Yedal Rosh Yotes says that we say mezonos on almost all schnitzel. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, however, to say shahakal because it's such a thin layer, and Rav Adi Yosef is quoting Yalkut Yosef Parak Yud Gimel Os Aleph also to say shahakal. It likely is not a real machlokas, but it likely is a discussion in Metzius, that this is a matter of Metzius, meaning everyone would agree that if you're adding the breadcrumbs to add flavor to the food, everyone would agree that is a food quality that's being added by the grain, and it would receive a borei mine mezonos. And everyone would agree that if it's just there to keep it from burning and sticking to the pan, that would not be a borei mine mezonos. It could be that it's a difference in culture in Israel and America and different time and place in terms of why people add the breading. I would submit that from what I've seen in our local supermarkets in the New York area, where they sell all these different breadings with all these different flavors, that very few people are adding the breading not to add flavor. If they're adding the breading, it's almost always to add flavor. Haraya, that a lot of times people will add the breading even if they're not frying it, if they're baking it. A lot of people no longer fry schnitzel because, guess what? It's not so healthy to fry all of your food. A lot of people like to bake it, and they'll still add the breading because it makes it taste crunchy and delicious, and it adds flavor. If that's the case, it would seem like a davar pashut that it would be a borei mine mezonos. So if you were to ask me, bottom line, what bracha would I say on Twizzlers? What bracha would I say on schnitzel? Two different answers. On Twizzlers, I would think it's a shahakal, and on schnitzel, I would think that it is a mezonos. But again, there are opinions on both sides of both of those issues.